Billions of dollars worth of oil and gas are lying under the Timor Sea. These reserves between Australia and East Timor are known as the Greatest Sunrise Fields, and right now they are the subject of debate around which country is entitled to reap the benefits. In 2006, the Australian and East Timorese governments signed a treaty called the Certain Maritime Arrangements in the Timor Sea, or CMATS. The treaty dictated that Australia and East Timor would share the revenues from the gas and oil fields 50-50, and included a gag clause that prevented discussions about maritime borders for 50 years. But it was also decided that if there was no agreement on how to process the resources before the 23rd of February this year, the CMATS treaty could be terminated by either side. So far, neither country has announced an intention to terminate. But East Timor could potentially have a lot to gain if CMATS was scrapped and permanent maritime borders were drawn up. This is because if the border was put halfway between the two countries, which is a common approach to disputes like this, the Greater Sunrise Fields could belong entirely to them. In 2005, Tom Clark coordinated the Timor Sea Justice Campaign, which was set up in response to the original CMATS treaty. He says that under the treaty, East Timor is not getting a fair deal.
Definitely the way I see it is that the CMATS treaty is really shortchanging East Timor. Under international law, this particular gas field is likely to belong exclusively and entirely to East Timor. It's potentially worth about $40 billion in government revenues. So I would definitely argue that although it's understandable why Timor would sign an agreement in that it's one of the poorest countries in Asia, it was in desperate need of revenue, at the time of signing that agreement, I would say that, yes, it could stand to improve the agreement.
He says that part of the reason for the 6 years of inaction is the inability of all the parties to agree on how the gas and oil would be processed. The Australian company Woodside has the rights to exploit the reserves and currently plans to process them on a floating platform in international waters. East Timor, on the other hand, wants a pipeline to its own shores.
Because what we're talking about with the agreement, it's just covering government royalties or revenues, whereas there's a lot of downstream revenues that can also be generated from a big oil field such or gas field such as this one. So Timor's really been pushing for the gas to be piped to Timor and processed there. However, there are some voices saying, we need to be careful about this type of industry establishing in Timor, and pointing to examples of other relatively resource-rich countries, but that have remained quite poor in terms of there hasn't really been, that flow-on effect about a positive impact of some particular developments. I'm thinking of countries like Nigeria and so forth. So there is a little bit of sensitivity around those issues within Timor.
But if East Timor has so much to gain from terminating the CMATS treaty, why has it not pulled out already? Tom Clark says that East Timor might not have full confidence in the negotiations working out in their favour.
Well, I guess it's a matter of what it thinks it realistically can negotiate with Australia. If you look at Australia's track record, there's not a great deal of hope there, I guess, from East Timor. The Howard government preemptively withdrew its recognition of the maritime boundary jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice and the International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea. So this is basically, before East Timor became independent, Australia walked away from the independent umpire, if you like. So Timor doesn't really have a legal avenue that it can turn to and to resolve the issue. So really they've been forced to negotiate with Australia, and in the past Australia simply hasn't been very open to negotiating in good faith. They've really played a game of hardball.
Charlie Shiner is a researcher at Lau Hamutuk, the Timor-Leste Institute for Development Monitoring and Analysis in Dili. He says that while it might seem like a good option for East Timor to pull out of CMATS, the reality is more complicated. Not only would the contracts signed by resource companies have to be renegotiated, there is also no guarantee that the two countries could agree on maritime borders.
Now, from Timor-Leste's point of view, clearly it would be better if Timor-Leste would receive all the revenue from Sunrise rather than giving half of it to Australia. And if Timor-Leste could work directly with the companies to figure out what the best way to develop the fields are. But unfortunately, Australia's history, both because there are many billions of dollars involved and because Australia's history in boundary negotiations with all of its neighbors, that's not just with Timor-Leste, is one of very strongly defending its own interests, it makes this very difficult. So I guess from our perspective, we hope that the Australian people can help their government see that a fair boundary negotiation is in the interest of both countries, that having a good relationship based on rule of law would be to the long-term benefit of the people of Australia as well as to the people of Timor-Leste.
Both Woodside and the Australian government declined to comment for this story. However, the Minister for Resources and Energy, Martin Ferguson, visited Dili last month and met with the East Timorese Petroleum and Natural Resources Minister, Alfredo Perez. Neither minister made any announcement on what could happen next. Charlie Shiner says that it is unlikely that East Timor would terminate the CMATS agreement now, when an Australian election is on the horizon. And Australia has not shown any signs of wanting to terminate either.
Yeah, another aspect of this is that any treaty between two governments can be changed at any time if both governments agree. They don't have to wait for a 6-year time period. They don't have to respect the gag rule. If Australia and Timor-Leste had said yesterday or last year or tomorrow, we want to sit down and negotiate our maritime boundaries, they could make a written agreement that says, we hereby suspend the gag rule in the CMATS treaty and will allow these discussions to begin. The fact that that hasn't happened in the past 6 years is an indication, I think, that Australia really does not want to do that. Hopefully that will change.
Tom Clark believes that it's in Australia's interest to renegotiate with East Timor, because if it doesn't, it's actually holding East Timor back.
You know, there are a lot of compelling reasons why Australia should negotiate permanent maritime boundaries with Timor. One being that it would deliver a fair amount of revenue to East Timor, which I think is in our interest, to have an independent nation like Timor that's able to stand on its own 2 feet. Also, from a Timorese perspective, they've had a very long struggle for independence, and a lot of Timorese people feel that struggle isn't really complete until you can point to Timor on a map and say, these are our clear boundaries. It's a sovereign nation. Timor has a right to have permanent maritime boundaries. And the only thing that's preventing that from happening at this point in time is Australia.